All right, so let's dive into something pretty cool today. We're talking about making your home in Germany more energy efficient, maybe save some money on those energy bills, and of course, do your part for the environment. But we're not just talking about any old renovations. We're looking at the individueller Sanierungsfahrplan, or ISFP for short. That's Individualized Renovation Roadmap, if you're not familiar with the German. So for this deep dive, we've got some great insights from some German energy consulting websites. And trust me, there's some really interesting stuff in here. Like, did you know you can actually get money back from the government for these upgrades? We're talking potentially thousands of euros.
That's right. There's some real incentives in place. But for anyone who's not totally familiar with all this, what exactly IS and ISFP?
Yeah, break it down for us.
Well, think of it like a step-by-step plan,
Yeah.
customized to your house and what you want to achieve. It's not just a generic checklist.
Right.
It takes into account, your building and its quirks, your budget, your goals, all that good stuff.
So it's not just about slapping some solar panels on the roof and calling it a day.
No, definitely not.
Yeah.
And a big part of this is working with an energy consultant. These are certified experts who come in, analyze your home's energy performance, and they really help you figure out what upgrades make the most sense for you.
So they're like energy detectives, hunting down those energy vampires lurking in our homes.
I like that. Yeah, use that all these tools and techniques to really understand where your house is losing energy. I actually heard this story about a homeowner who was convinced their windows were the problem, letting all the heat out. But the consultant did a what's called a blower door test. And it turned out it was actually all these tiny leaks around the doors and the attic hatch that were letting out the most heat.
A blower door test. That sounds kind of intense. What is that
Well,
exactly?
they basically seal up your house. And they use a powerful fan to pressurize it.
Oh.
And this helps them pinpoint exactly where air is leaking in or out, which can be a huge source of energy loss,
Yeah.
especially in older homes.
Wow. So it's like giving your house a lung capacity test to see where it's wheezing.
Exactly. And then there's also thermography, which uses infrared
Oh,
cameras
cool.
to create a heat map of your house. So it
Yeah.
shows where the heat is escaping. So you see if you need to beef up your insulation in certain areas.
That sounds pretty high tech. And I see here they also mention this thing called a ventilation concept. I'm guessing that relates to air quality.
You got it. In Germany, they have this standard called DIN 1946-6, which focuses on making sure you have good indoor air quality while still being energy efficient,
Right.
because you don't want to seal your house up so tight that you're breathing stale air.
Of course not. So it's all about finding that balance, right? Fresh air without sacrificing all the heat.
That's the key. Now, back to the benefits. You mentioned those government subsidies earlier, and they can be pretty substantial.
Yeah, I was reading that for some upgrades, you can actually get back 20% of what you spend. Well,
Up to a certain limit, of course.
yeah,
That's pretty amazing.
it is. A friend of mine recently renovated his old farmhouse. It needed a complete overhaul, new insulation windows, more efficient heating system, the whole nine yards. His initial investment was significant. But after factoring in those subsidies, the overall cost became much more manageable. And get this, his energy bills have completely plummeted. So he's saving money every single month.
That's a great example. It really shows how these incentives can make a big difference in making those energy-saving upgrades more accessible. But I'm curious, is everyone eligible for these subsidies? Are there any catches?
Well, there are some requirements and specific programs you need to apply for. But the great thing is the energy consultant can guide you through that whole process.
Oh, that's good.
They'll help you figure out which subsidies you qualify for and how to get all the paperwork in order.
So it's not like you're just handed a stack of forms and told to figure it out on your own. You
No.
actually get support throughout the process.
Exactly.
Now, once the consultant has done all the assessments and you've discussed, the potential upgrades, that's when they put together your personalized ISFP, your roadmap to an energy-efficient home.
So it sounds like the ISFP covers a lot of ground from the initial assessment and planning to the actual implementation and even navigating those financial
It
incentives.
does. But the real magic happens when we start talking about the actual renovations
Yeah.
and how they play out in different scenarios. That's where things get really interesting.
All right, let's get into it. Okay, so we've got this ISFP blueprint, but let's get down to the nitty-gritty. How does this actually work, in real life? Like, can you walk us through some examples?
Yeah, totally. Let's say we have a couple living in a charming old townhouse in Berlin.
Okay.
The kind with those
Well.
beautiful high ceilings and those original wooden windows.
Oh, yeah, I can picture it. Beautiful, but probably drafty.
Exactly. But they love the character of their home. But their heating bills are outrageous. They're eager to be more energy efficient. But they don't want to turn their house into some sterile modern box.
Of course not. Yeah. So it's about finding that sweet spot, right? Between preserving that historical charm and making it livable.
Absolutely. And that's where the energy consultant comes in. They might suggest, for example, focusing on attic insulation first. Mm. You know, older homes often have very little insulation up there. And it's a relatively non-invasive way to make a big difference.
Makes sense. Hidden potential. Out of sight, but not out of mind when it comes to saving energy.
Right. And then they could look at those beautiful but drafty windows instead of replacing them entirely, which could be super expensive, and change the look of the house.
Right.
They might recommend adding interior storm windows.
I thought that's a good idea.
It provides an extra layer of insulation while preserving those original windows.
So you get the best of both worlds. Energy savings, A&D, historical charm.
Exactly.
Now, what about the heating system? I bet that's another big energy guzzler in an older home.
Oh, for sure. In this case, let's say the consultant recommends a hybrid heating system. So they could combine a modern, efficient gas boiler with a solar thermal system on the roof.
Oh, interesting.
So the solar panels would preheat the water, reducing the load on the gas boiler, especially during those sunny Berlin summers.
That's pretty clever, harnessing that sunshine to offset those heating costs.
Right.
And I imagine all these upgrades would add up to some serious energy savings for this couple.
Absolutely. And it's not just about the numbers. Think about the increased comfort, too. No more shivering through the winter.
Right.
Or feeling those drafts.
It's an investment in their quality of life as well.
Exactly. Now let's switch gears for a second and imagine a different scenario.
Yeah.
A landlord with a multifamily apartment building.
Okay, so now we're talking bigger scale.
Right. Different considerations come into play.
Yeah.
In this case, let's say the building has an old, inefficient oil heating system.
Yeah.
The landlord wants to upgrade. But it's obviously a major investment.
And I imagine the tenants wouldn't be thrilled about rent increases to cover it.
Yeah, that's a valid concern. But this is where the ISFP can really shine. The energy consultant would analyze the building's energy consumption patterns, taking into account things like the insulation levels, the window efficiency, the number of tenants, the whole picture. And they might recommend switching to a district heating system.
What's that?
It taps into a centralized source of heat, often generated from renewable sources.
So it's a more sustainable option and potentially more cost-effective in the long run.
Exactly. And the ISFP would lay out the steps, the potential cost savings, and even help the landlord navigate any available subsidies or financing options.
So it's not just about technical recommendations. It's about creating a financially feasible plan.
Right. And in a multifamily building, things like upgrading the building envelope with exterior insulation can make a huge difference.
Do you mean like adding insulation to the outside wall?
Exactly. It's like wrapping the whole building in a cozy blanket.
I like that.
It can dramatically improve the energy efficiency for all the units, which leads to lower heating bills for everyone.
So a win-win for the landlord and the tenants.
Exactly.
You know, it's really fascinating to me how this ISFP isn't just about individual homes or buildings. It connects to this larger movement towards a more sustainable Germany.
Yeah, that's a crucial point. Germany has set some really ambitious climate targets.
Right.
And they're really pushing for energy efficiency in all sectors.
Yeah, I've read that they're aiming to be carbon neutral by 2045.
That's right.
That's a pretty bold goal.
It is. And the ISFP plays a role in achieving that by empowering homeowners and landlords to take concrete steps towards reducing their carbon footprint.
So it's not just about saving money. It's about taking ownership of our energy consumption and making choices that benefit the planet as a whole.
Precisely. It's about shifting our mindset.
And that shift is happening not just in how we renovate, but also in the technologies that are shaping the future of energy efficiency. We've talked a lot about the ISFP, and you know how it's helping people in Germany make these incredible energy efficient upgrades to their homes. But what's next? What's coming down the pipeline in terms of energy efficiency?
Yeah, well, you know, this is where things get really exciting. We're not just talking about swapping out old appliances anymore. It's a whole new wave of technology that's really changing the game.
Okay, color me intrigued.
Think smart homes, but not just, you know, the basic kind where you can turn your lights on and off with your phone. I'm talking systems that actually learn your habits.
Oh, wow.
And adjust the temperature automatically.
Yeah.
And optimize energy use across your entire house.
So it's like having an energy-conscious AI living in your walls.
Exactly. It anticipates your needs. Make sure you're comfortable without wasting any energy. Let's say you're on vacation, for example. The system knows you're away. So it dials back the heating, saving you money and energy. Then as you're heading home, it kicks back on so your house is nice and warm when you arrive.
That's pretty amazing. No more coming home to a freezing house.
Right.
Or worrying about if I left the lights on.
Exactly.
What about for larger buildings, like those apartment complexes we were talking about before?
Yeah, there are intelligent energy management systems for that too. Imagine a system that monitors energy use in real time across all the units. It identifies inefficiencies and automatically adjusts things, like the ventilation and the heating, to optimize the performance of the whole building.
Wow. So yeah. It's like an energy conductor for the entire building.
Yeah.
That's really impressive. What else is coming up? I've been hearing a lot about renewable energy and how that's becoming more integrated into homes.
Absolutely. Solar panels are getting more affordable and efficient all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine a future where most homes in Germany generate at least some of their own electricity.
That would be incredible. And with battery storage getting better too, you could store that solar energy and use it later when the sun's not shining.
Exactly. And, you know, in this future, energy consultants are going to be even more important, helping people navigate all these new technologies. It's not just about installing solar panels. It's about integrating them with your home's energy management system.
So they become like energy architects. Designing a system that maximizes efficiency and sustainability.
I like that. That's a great way to put it. And it's not just about the technology. It's about changing how we think about energy.
It's about recognizing that our choices at home, in our businesses, yeah, in our communities, they all have an impact on the planet.
Exactly. And I think Germany is really leading the charge here. Their goal of being carbon neutral by 2045 is incredibly inspiring.
It really shows what's possible when a country sets these ambitious goals and takes real steps to reach them.
And it's not just about government policies either. It's about individuals embracing energy efficient practices and making conscious choices.
It's empowering to know that even small changes can make a big difference.
Yeah.
Every light bulb we replace, every appliance we upgrade, every time we choose to walk or bike instead of drive, it all adds up.
It does. Every little bit helps.
Well, we've covered a lot of ground in this deep dive, from the ins and outs of the ISFP to the cutting edge technologies that are shaping the future of energy efficiency. It's been a really fascinating conversation. And I think it's clear that Germany is really at the forefront of this movement towards a more sustainable future. And what I find so inspiring is that it's not just happening on a grand scale, but it's also happening at the individual level, with homeowners and landlords and renters all taking steps to reduce their energy consumption and make a difference.
Exactly. It's a collective effort.
So as we wrap up today, I want to leave our listeners with this thought. What's one change, no matter how small, that you can make in your own life to reduce your energy footprint? Maybe it's something simple like turning off the lights when you leave a room, or choosing energy efficient appliances. Or maybe it's something bigger like installing solar panels or upgrading your insulation. Whatever it is, know that every action you take, no matter how small it may seem, makes a difference.
It really does.
So let's all do our part to create a more sustainable future. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.
It's been a pleasure.
And we'll see you next time.